Shalom and welcome to the Word of His Grace, the radio broadcast of Reverend and Reverend Mrs. Reginald and Rita Adanivo, Senior Pastors of Green Pastures Ministries. We pray that the message you are about to receive will be a blessing to you and make an eternal impact on your life. God richly bless you. Nobody
greater than you. Amen. Amen.
In the presence of God, there is joy. There is fullness of joy. The Bible says in Psalm 16 verse 11 that you will show me the path of life. Then there is a colon or a semicolon. And it says, in your presence there is fullness of joy. And at your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. So the way of life that God is showing us is the presence of God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
The way of life is to be in the presence of God. That is the way of life. That is where life is. In the presence of God. And the Bible is saying that in His presence there is fullness of joy. So if you look at your life and it looks as if joy is lacking, then it means that you need to check your time in the presence of God. Are you really spending time in God's presence? Because in His presence there is fullness of joy. In His presence, oppression is dealt with. In His presence, depression is taken away. And the various things that the enemy tries to place on our lives, burdens are taken away. In His presence, because in His presence there is fullness of joy. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
That is not my message.
And
I believe that is for somebody. Every sorrow is taken away. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This month, we are looking at the theme. Enlargement through consistency. Enlargement through consistency. Now, when we talk about consistency, we are talking about acting the same way or doing the same thing over a period of time. So it means if you decide to do something, like after the month of spiritual training, some people have taken certain decisions that fasting will become a part of my life, that I will pray more, I will study the word more. People have taken various decisions. So you may start the first week with fire and with passion.
Journey.
Hey! Then you try fasting.
Why, yeah, come
by 12 o'clock.
You say,
but when we're doing that, you know, it takes determination. It takes focus. So before you realize you have given up, or maybe you prayed, you realize that your prayer life had changed 1 week.
Oh!
Then before you realize the second week or the second month. So when you do the thing for 1 week, you do it for 2 weeks, you do it for 1 month, and then you stop. You are not being consistent. Because consistency means doing the same thing, acting the same way over a long period of time. And God is going to help us to develop consistency. Amen.
Amen.
Another meaning of consistency means constantly adhering to the same principles, the same course of action, or the same form. So it means that when we are talking about consistency or being consistent, we are talking about being constant.
We are
talking about being unchanging.
We
are talking about being faithful. Because when a person is faithful, the person will be consistent. Can I hear an amen? That means that the person is constant. You can you expect the way the person will respond to this situation. As for this, my husband, I know this is how he will respond. Because he has been consistent over a period of time. And God is calling us to consistency.
Amen.
Acts chapter 26 verse
22.
That's our first scripture, Acts chapter 26 verse
22.
Paul speaking says, having therefore obtained help of God, I continue unto this day, witnessing both to small and great, saying no other things than those which the prophets and Moses did say should come. So Paul is saying, having obtained help from God, I continue until this day. Having obtained help from God, I have been consistent until this day. Immediately, we can see from this scripture that without the help of God, we cannot be consistent. We will try, we will fail, we will fail. In our own strength. He said, I obtained help from God. And so I continue. So what Paul is saying is that I remain consistent in my witnessing. In sharing the gospel. And then he said, I even remain consistent in the things that I was saying. I did not change from left to right. One day I didn't say Jesus resurrected, and then the next day said I'm not sure. I was consistent in what I was preaching, but he said I was able to do this
having
obtained help from God. So without God's help, you and I cannot be consistent. You know, people find it easy to be consistent in things they have been trained in, and in things they will be paid for. So, as we were growing, there are various things we were trained in. Many of us, maybe not all, but I'm sure everybody was trained to brush your teeth every morning. And in some places every night. Depending on the home you are coming from. You brush your teeth in the morning. Brush your teeth in the evening. And many of us were trained to bath in the morning. And bath in the evening. Because we have been trained from childhood. It's easy for us. We have grown and we are still doing it. Or some of you have stopped. But you realize that we were trained in it, so it's easy for us to do it. And in the same way, when we will be paid for something, it is easy to be consistent. When you see the way people wake up and go to work, it's amazing. It's the money.
It's
a pay. It's what you will take out of it. That's what motivates you every morning. You open your eyes, you don't feel like waking up. It's not like church that you say, today if I don't come cry, maybe nobody will notice. But because you will be paid, you wake up every morning like clockwork. Sometimes I'm observing our son, someone in the house. He leaves the same time every day. So I can predict.
You
see, it's easy when we know that something is motivating us.
When
we receive our pay or salary, it's easy to be consistent.
Day after day
we are going.
Day after day we are going.
But in other areas, where we don't directly think that there is any benefit, it is not the benefit of money. If
we
are not careful, it becomes difficult to be consistent. Because by nature, human beings, we get bored with things easily. Doing the same thing over and over again. Something must motivate you.
I will say, baby, show him crying.
And God is our motivator this morning. Having obtained help from God, he said, I continued unto this day. I continued unto this
day.
Some people go to the barbers every week.
Or
every 2 weeks. They train themselves in it. But God wants us to learn consistency in every area of our lives. There is a path or a course of consistency that God wants us to walk in, because he himself is a consistent God. He is a God of order. He is the same yesterday, today and forever, since the beginning of time. He has made sure that the sun rises every day and it sets every evening, every day.
It
sets every evening. When you wake up in the morning, you are expecting the sun to rise. Because our God is consistent. Because of his consistency, we can trust him and know that he will never fail us. He's such a consistent God. When we pray, we know what he will do.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Because he's such a consistent God. And that is one of the wonderful things about God. James chapter 1 verse 17. James chapter 1 verse 17. The Bible says, every good and every perfect gift is from above.
If you are through neighbor,
and cometh down from the Father of light, with whom is no variableness,
no
shadow of turning. Let's take it from the
NLT.
Whatever is good and perfect is a gift coming down to us from God our Father, who created all lights in the heavens. He never changes or casts a shifting shadow. God remains the same. He doesn't cast shadows. You see how shadows behave. I'm sure many of us have seen our shadows when you're walking in some light or the sun. Depending on the time of the day, the shadow looks different. Sometimes it's short. Sometimes it's tall. Sometimes it looks fat. Sometimes it looks thin. So if you are going to depend on your shadow to tell yourself how you are looking, you will be deceived. Because maybe you want to lose some weight, and then you looked at the shadow,
now show
and it looks slim and long. Then you say, I've already slimmed down. Or you are slim and you want to put on some weight. You know there are some people like that. They want to put on some weight. So you look at your shadow and it already looks big. Then you say, hey, is this how big I'm looking?
Stay tuned. The message continues after this break.
I believe in the power of prayer. Praise the Lord. Our next Ladies of Purpose interdenominational meeting comes up this Saturday, 12 July 2025, from 7:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. at the Conference Hall of Najee's Angels Educational Center, Santasian Unim. Theme, Where Are God's Mighty Women, Part 2, Esther 4:16. Ministering, Reverend Mrs. Rita Adanuvo. Please don't miss it. Come and have a fresh encounter with Jesus and receive a touch that will change your life. See you there.
Welcome back.
We cannot depend on the shadow. Because it changes all the time. Along the day. But our God is not like that. He remains constant. He remains consistent. He remains the same. He's a God who doesn't lie. And He doesn't fail us. And because He's our God. And our Father, when we look at His consistency, He wants us to be like Him. Can somebody say amen? He wants us to be consistent. When you look all around the world, anybody you term successful has been consistent at something. Anybody who is successful who is doing well has been consistent at something. When you look at the people who are inventors, who have invented things over the years, you realize that they have been consistent. One of the people is Thomas Edison.
Thomas Edison.
He is the man who invented the light bulb. And history tells us that he tried over.
Yes,
over. So when you look at people who invent things, they are consistent at trying.
They try.
And history tells us that he tried about 1,000 or more than 1,000 times.
Yes, bro,
he tried.
It didn't work.
More than 1,000 times. If you are trying every day or a number of times every day, more than 3 years, he was working on it. He was consistent. I tried it, it didn't work. I did it this way, it didn't work. But he continued. He continued. Until one fine day, after about 1,000 times, he tried the thing again. He put on the light bulb. He switched it on. And the thing came on. And it didn't go off. And so he was successful.
He had the victory.
That is what consistency does.
We keep doing it, and one fine day
we see that there is a change. And you know the interesting thing, history tells us that he said, even if I tried 10,000 times before getting the right one, I have not failed 10,000 times. I have been successful in finding 10,000 times ways in which it didn't work. So, whenever you keep trying at something and it looks as if it's failing, I want you to know that does not make you a failure. You have just discovered ways in which the thing will not be able to work. And so you continue trying.
You
see your results. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Everybody who has been successful consistent at something. There are some business people. They are consistent. They are They are there in their shop every day.
They
are consistent.
The
only time you may not see them there is when they are coming to church.
Sorry.
Or something very important has happened.
They
are always in the shop.
They
are always in the shop.
They
are consistent. So everybody passing by,
knows that
by all means, Rita will be in her shop.
Rita
be
one store.
Because she's always there. You see, a lot of times, eh? People lose their business because they continue and then some period of time they decide that, oh, I'm not going again.
Or
I'm tired. So, the day a regular customer comes, he's not in the shop. Should I call him? Then, but this person is selling the same thing.
Oh, as soon as you told me, oh, what could be, sir?
Pen, no, you're saying.
Oh, so how much is the pen?
2 CDs.
So, 2 CDs.
Buying 2 CDs, 50
pesos. And I'm turning 2 CDs, 50 pesos, no? Any, when you're a customer.
So, before you realize, the person who
you
are sitting in your shop.
What to store?
Then your past customer.
Now, customer,
she may not greet. Or she may greet money.
Or say morning.
Then the person is in another shop.
Now rest of
consistency.
Consistency.
In everything we do, God expects us to be consistent. When you see a musician, how do they call them? Gospel artist. Who is successful? He is consistent at rehearsing. God may have given him the song, but he is consistent at rehearsing.
Because
it is not just the spirit, but the excellence must also be seen. So when you see people who are successful, they are being consistent. Athletes, footballers, who are successful, they are consistent. I'm sure there are some of them who they go kick the ball 1-2 training, they won't go and all that. We never hear their names.
Obi or how so media born near the woman and then would the echina wako training kakra de betching cause yes is in anno won't go training at the betting oh a nibosu means yeah na viet nessing chain.
But those who are consistent.
People
like Cristiano Ronaldo.
Obi to say Cristiano Ronaldo.
We hear of them.
We didn't fear the
analysis. One of the best footballers of all time.
Just say a basin and say see a cry wabako cra cra you try and catch any brand to bring.
When you read about this man, been consistent. I decided to just take a peek at his daily schedule.
Oh, yeah, my missy, well, you're not doing so. Well, sir, Papa, your friend Cristiano Ronaldo, or Bobo, you
were ready or you'd be at 6 a.m.
Yes, sir, Papa, and
wakes up, baths.
There's
some light stretching.
6:30 a.m.
His first workout session.
Was see what it in Pumpa.
By 8:30, he takes his breakfast.
Yes,
by 10:30, he's doing another workout. And so his day goes like that. It's so interesting. It's so predictable. Even social media has captured his schedule.
Social media
but some of us children of God. Some of us children of God. We don't have any shadow for anything. No shadow for anything. We wake up in the morning. We stretch. We yawn. The sleep cries. And we don't have any plan for the day. How can we be consistent? This is a sportsman.
Where you be our year or bobo?
When you look at any Christian,
she Christo Nibia,
or any minister of God,
and I am a sophobia
successful.
Ah, why, yeah, dear, what dear, why, yeah, my case, and talk us was one night
with his work with God.
1 year, Radin, Namanabotuna, no pay, we ain't you, Bran, no pay, we ain't you, Bran, no pay, we ain't
not working well. As a new man,
it looks like things were not changing.
What to us, assembly senses and walk on assembly,
things were not happening the way I want them to.
As a new man, yes, it is here. Walk on assembly,
they remain consistent.
What to us, we could
room, remain consistent.
To us, we could room,
they remain consistent.
To us, we could room,
and one day,
that could be
there is a change.
Somebody say, one day,
there is a change.
That could never be BSC.
I want to encourage you this morning.
You have been sharing crying, son of a
to learn to be consistent.
Yes, you are,
God wants us to be consistent. Let us not start things and stop on the way. May God help us to be consistent. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Because if you do the right thing long enough, you definitely see results. You will definitely see results. Whether it is your work, whether it is prayer, if we continue,
we'll
definitely see results. Can somebody say amen? Galatians chapter 6 verse 9
is
our next scripture. The Bible says, Galatians chapter 6,
verse 9.
Let us not be weary in well-doing. Let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season, we shall reap. If we faint not, let us not grow tired in doing the right thing. In due season,
we
will reap. We will see the result. If we faint not, the tendency to faint is there. The tendency to grow tired is there. But if we don't faint, the Bible is saying we will reap.
This message continues same time tomorrow.
I climbed up to the highest mountain, looked all around, couldn't find nobody.
God bless you for listening to the Word of God this morning. If you want to give your life to Jesus, I want you to pray with me and surrender your life to the Lord Jesus. Let's pray. Pray after me. Say, Heavenly Father, today I surrender my life to you. I confess that you are my Lord and Savior. I confess that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and personal Savior. I will serve you for the rest of the days of my life. Amen. If you pray this prayer with me, God bless you. Come and visit us and you will be blessed. Or go to any Bible-believing church where you can hear the Word of God and grow. God bless you.
Nobody greater than you.
I believe in the power of prayer.
Praise the Lord. Our next Ladies of Purpose interdenominational meeting comes up this Saturday, 12 July 2025, from 7:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. at the Conference Hall of Najee's Angels Educational Center, Santasian Union. Theme, Where Are God's Mighty Women, Part 2, Esther 4:16. Ministering, Reverend Mrs. Rita Adanovo. Please don't miss it. Come and have a fresh encounter with Jesus and receive a touch that will change your life. See you there.
This program is sponsored by the friends and partners of the Word of His Grace,
Esi Poche Ventures,
and Tegas Cakes.
Who says you can't have your cake and eat it? Welcome to Tegas Cakes. We believe in the most quality and attractive cakes for every occasion. So are you looking for a cake for your wedding, birthday, Valentine, or even your bachelorette party? Then come to Tegas Cake, where we would custom make that cake for you. We also have our special velvet cupcakes, vanilla cakes, brownies, marble cakes, and so much more. So if it's anything cake, come to Tegas Cakes. Call us on 0249-197272 or locate us behind the Kent City Hostel, Kensington and Senior. Visit us at www.tegascake.com. Tegas Cake. You order, we deliver.
I'm blessed. I'm so blessed.
Do you need any surgical instrument?
theater equipment, medical and surgical disposables? Are you battling with unpleasant body scars, stretch marks, wrinkles and the likes? No need to worry. Esiboche Ventures is the right place for you. We have latex and latex-free disposable and surgical gloves, syringes and needles, weighing scales, sphygmo manometers, skin staples and removers, mesh for hernia repair, thermometers and so much more. Call or WhatsApp Esiboche Ventures on 0246-323260, 0246-323260 or 0205-548550, 0205-548550 for all your surgical and medical equipment and disposals. Esiboche Ventures, the world at your doorstep.
We trust that you've been blessed as you listen to the Word of His Grace by Reverend and Reverend Mrs. Reginald and Rita Adanuvo. You can locate Green Pastures Ministries at the Conference Hall of the new site of
Najee's Angels Educational Center,
Santasi in Yinam Estate.
Our meeting times are as follows: Tuesday Word Encounter Service, 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Friday Zonal Cell Meetings, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Sunday Celebration Service, 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Kindly follow and subscribe to any of our social media platforms. Facebook, Green Pastures Ministries Ghana. YouTube, GPM Ghana TV. Instagram, Green Pastures Ministries. Twitter, at GPM_2015. You can also join our Sunday service via live stream on Facebook and on YouTube.
For further inquiries, please contact us on 03220-85537 or 0242-032997. Thank you for listening. God richly bless you.